Welcome to this episode of The Human Art of Networking, where professionals learn to become storytellers and where we bridge the gap between the art and science of building relationships. This podcast is brought to you by InspireEugene.com. Are you ready to get started? Here's your host, Robert Killen.
Welcome to The Human Art of Networking. This is your host, Robert Killen. I'm also the founder of the Apex Professional Development Network, advancing professional excellence through the power of story. If you would like to learn more about Apex and the value stories can bring to your professional endeavors, go to apexpdn.com. This series is designed for the business professional to help you better understand the nature of networking and how to get greater value from those efforts. This is Episode 7, The Fourth Gift, Honesty. So we say that honesty is the best policy. But in our professional lives, do we really mean it? The world of business is filled with polite smiles and promises that are more crossed fingers than anything else. It would appear that honesty is not so much an absolute as it is by degree. However, in business, there are numerous opportunities to distinguish yourself by being truthful, whether it's simply by keeping your word or by being candid with another professional. Honesty truly is an excellent and advantageous policy. The question is, how do we put it to use? Today we're going to talk about three different areas where honesty can be difficult, but by embracing honesty, you have an opportunity to distinguish yourself in your professional life. Honesty impacts all the various realms of our business lives, and in substantially different ways. It's simply not enough to say, don't lie. We need to recognize that truth and candor can bring dramatic value to our professional relationships, but we must embrace honesty with purpose in order to make that happen. So the first realm where honesty can be difficult is simply about ourselves. Key number one is to be honest about your human self. There was a time, in fact you could say that almost all of history was a time, when professionals were expected to represent themselves as perfect. We dressed up in the suits, we groomed ourselves perfectly. It was all about creating that illusion of perfection. But perfection has always been false. We've known this. However, today, in this age of increasing personal and professional transparency, thanks almost exclusively due to the advent of social media, any claim of perfection would be viewed as laughable. Today we are no longer flawless. We are not perfect. Today we're human, and that's accepted. That is what we're supposed to be. We are human. And to embrace that fact with honesty makes you more approachable, more likable, and even more trustworthy. So, key number one, be honest about your human self. Key number two, be honest about your work. And this is very much the same as being honest about yourself. Most businesses have come to realize that no single product or service, or even a collection of them, can solve all the world's ills. Nor is any business without the occasional misstep. It's important to understand this. In the history of marketing was largely about establishing or representing your business as some form of perfection. Your business never made a misstep. And that worked historically because it might take years, it might even take decades before the general populace came to recognize that that statement of perfection is not evidenced in the work that's being done. But again, because of our hyper-networked world, it can be dangerous or even cataclysmic to overstate one's value. Because if you claim you're perfect, and then an interaction, a transaction occurs where you're not perfect, thousands, tens of thousands of people might hear that before quitting time. So we have to be real. This doesn't mean you need to highlight your weaknesses. Just don't claim more than you can credibly support. And this is where having a targeted collection of testimonials and success stories can be extremely handy. If you can establish that this is the work we do, this is the great work that we do, and here is the proof that we do this on a consistent basis, that is real. That is honest. Be honest about your work, and you won't end up being caught in the lie of perfection. So key number two, be honest about your work. Key number three, be productively honest with others. And this is a very difficult space to be honest. Because you might be really good at providing feedback to someone, but what if they're not ready to hear it? Candor can be a two-edged sword. Even with the best of intentions, an honest appraisal of someone's work or someone's opinion might be viewed as mean-spirited. To be productive, it's absolutely critical to find out how receptive someone might be to receiving honest feedback. And the only way to do this is to ask. And this is especially important if you are one who embraces hard truths. That's me. I have no problem if people come to me and tell me what they think, tell me what they heard, or what they think I should do different, because I understand and accept the value of that honesty. But it's important to realize that many people, perhaps most people, don't. But to find out if they are receptive and to what degree creates an extremely valuable opportunity. Establishing yourself as one who gives productive feedback with an honest desire to help another person grow solidifies you as a most treasured business partner. Because there are few people with the courage to provide that honest feedback. And if you have the ability to do that, you are in rarefied air. So key number three, be productively honest with others. Honesty is an excellent policy that establishes both your credibility and your value as a potential peer mentor. Embrace that. So here again were those three keys. Be honest about your human self, be honest about your work, and be productively honest with others. Thank you for listening. And remember, any feedback you might provide is a treasure to me. Again, I am Robert Killen, founder of the Apex Professional Development Network. This has been Episode 7 of The Human Art of Networking. If you'd like to find out more about Apex or to contact me directly, go to apexpdn.com. Until next week, cheers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Human Art of Networking. Remember, referrals are not a commodity to be traded. They are a valuable gift, a statement of utmost trust. We'll see you next week. And remember to like us on Facebook at inspireeugene.com/Facebook or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Have a great and inspired day.